Are you ready to transform your classroom into a realm of organization, functionality, and magic? Join me through a list of my classroom must-haves, those hidden gems that I think every teacher needs to keep their space ship-shape and student-ready. We'll journey through a universe of dry erase pockets, Velcro fasteners, and a treasure trove that I call my teacher toolbox, all of which made my life as a classroom teacher so much easier. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where it's all about simple systems that actually work so you can finally teach and give your students bigger impact in their learning. Teaching is hard, y'all, but what if I told you that sometimes we make it harder than it has to be? I'm Farah, CEO of Farah Henley Education and host of the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I've been an educator for almost 25 years, and to say I've seen a thing or two is an understatement. I know how much you pour your heart and soul into your students and your classroom, and I want to help you find some simple ways to have a bigger impact without breaking the bank or spending all your free time focused on school. You don't have to be a Pinterest teacher to be a great teacher, and that is what this podcast is all about. So grab your favorite beverage, head out on that walk, or just soak the day away in a bubble bath. But sit back and let's enter the world of teaching made easy.
What's kicking, educational rock stars? Welcome back to another episode of the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where I strive to bring you practical tips, inspiring stories, simple classroom systems that actually work, and expert insights to help you become a more effective and confident K-5 teacher. I'm your host, Farah, the Center Fairy, and in each episode, we'll explore a different aspect of teaching, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional development. If this is your first time joining me here on the podcast, I'm so glad that you found us on your favorite podcast listening platform. This week, we're chatting all about my top classroom must-haves. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage, your walking shoes, or just turn the volume up on your drive and get ready to be inspired and empowered. Let's dive in. Imagine being an explorer, embarking on a journey through the uncharted territories of the classroom. You're not looking for treasure per se, but those magical items that transform the space into a hub of learning, creativity, and inspiration. Sounds daunting, doesn't it? Fear not, fellow educator. I've journeyed through the landscape and discovered several classroom must-haves that have transformed my own classrooms into an exciting world of exploration and discovery. And I am going to take you on a tour of my favorite classroom must-haves that I think every teacher should consider to make their educational journey memorable and easier. Number one, the magnetic curtain rod. Who would have thought that a magnetic curtain rod could be a hero in a classroom adventure? Yet, here we are. This charming little rod, often overlooked and underappreciated, has proven to be one of my favorite classroom must-haves. Why, you ask? Well, imagine a shapeshifter, adjusting and morphing according to the needs of your classroom in the moment. That's our magnetic curtain rod. One day, it's displaying student artwork. The next, it's holding up visual aids for a lesson. And on some magical days, it's the stage for our classroom puppet shows. Next on the list is dry erase pockets. If there were an award for the best sustainable prop, I think that the dry erase pockets would win hands down. They're like timeless scrolls bearing the wisdom of countless lessons, ready to be rewritten and reused. Think of the countless trees that are saved. Not to mention, there's something incredibly satisfying about writing with a dry erase marker. Just ask your students. Number three, Jenga sets, you know, those towers of fun and learning. When it comes to classroom must-haves that sprinkle fun into learning, the Jenga sets are the champions. Ah, the thrill of carefully abstracting a block, the suspense, the camaraderie, the laughter. It's like having a mini carnival in class. But it's not just fun. Each block can be the carrier of knowledge, customized with math problems, vocabulary words, or even science trivia. Who said learning can't be a roller coaster ride? Next on the list are ceiling hangers. With these beauties, the sky, or in this case, the ceiling, is the limit. Art projects, science models, planet systems, and more can hang above, making your classroom look like an exhibition at an art gallery or a scene from a science museum. And the best part, it frees up valuable wall and desk space for learning tools that your students need. Next on the list, anchor chart paper and chart markers. Imagine you're in the middle of a complex lesson and you see the baffled expression of your students. You need a hero, a classroom must-have that can come to your rescue. Enter anchor chart paper and chart markers. In a matter of minutes, complex concepts turn into colorful, easy-to-understand diagrams and mind maps. These charts become the anchors of our lessons, helping students navigate the vast sea of knowledge that we are imparting upon them. And I really love to use either the curtain rod or the hangers from the ceiling to display these anchor charts so that students can continue to use them throughout the year when they're learning. Next up, Velcro fasteners. There's a saying that the greatest achievements often happen behind the scenes, and that couldn't be more accurate for our next set of classroom must-haves. These little pieces of magic are the unsung heroes in every one of my classrooms. They're the silent connectors holding up learning materials on walls, securing loose items, and even fixing little mishaps. These tiny fasteners are a reminder that it's often the smallest things that keep our classroom world running smoothly. Now, one of my favorites, the teacher toolbox. My favorite of all time is my teacher toolbox. Think of it as a treasure chest holding all these little items that mysteriously disappear when you need them the most. Paper clips, markers, stickers, rubber bands, you name it, this toolbox is their home. Thanks to this handy organizer, the days of hunting for a paperclip in the middle of a lesson or even a Band-Aid are gone. It's truly a lifesaver. As teachers, we understand that the right tools can transform our classrooms into dynamic, engaging, and inspiring spaces. We all have our unique lists of classroom must-haves shaped by our experiences and the unique needs of our students. My journey led me to these incredible items that have become integral in any of my classrooms, bringing organization, versatility, and a pinch of fun to our everyday learning. While every teacher's needs may vary, the end goal is the same: to create an environment that fosters learning, sparks curiosity, and inspires creativity. So whether you're embarking on your teaching journey for the first time, or you're an experienced educator looking to spruce up your learning environment, I hope this list of classroom must-haves helps guide your way. In the grand adventure of education, our classrooms are the starting points, the safe harbors for which our students set sail into the world of knowledge. The tools we choose, the classroom must-haves we bring on board, can truly make all the difference. Happy exploring! Thanks for tuning into the Teaching Made Easy podcast. If you found today's episode helpful and are looking for more tips, strategies, and simple systems to make your teacher life easier, be sure to check out our other episodes on your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and check the show notes for any of the links to any of the must-haves that I mentioned today. And if you haven't already, we would really appreciate it if you would leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews help other educational rock stars like yourself find our show and have a greater impact on teachers and students around the world. We would also love to hear from you, so please don't hesitate to shoot us a DM on Instagram and let us know what you thought of today's episode. If you found it helpful, take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram stories or on your Facebook stories, and tag us at Farrah Henley Education. And make sure you tag a teacher bestie so that they can benefit from the tips too. Thank you so much for listening and keep being educational rock stars.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can find all the links mentioned in today's episode by clicking the link in the description to jump over to the show notes. I know your time is valuable as a teacher, and I am honored that you chose to spend a piece of it with me. Help other teachers like you find the podcast by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when new episodes are available. Thanks again for listening, and most importantly, keep being educational rock stars.